Big Red Love, The Beefsteak Tomato Story, How Gardeners, Grilled Cheese, and Greenhouses. Keep This Juicy Giant in Our Hearts and Sandwiches, by Don Nicholas. Let's be honest, when a home gardener plucks that first vine-ripened beefsteak tomato, it's not just a harvest, it's an event. Whether it's destined for a classic BLT, a caprese salad, or a juicy burger topping, there's something momentous about slicing into a beefsteak. The weight in your hand, the sweet aroma, the thick, meaty flesh. It's the king of summer produce. But for me, the crown jewel of beefsteak enjoyment came courtesy of my father, a professional chef with a knack for turning the simplest ingredients into gourmet magic. His beefsteak tomato grilled cheese was a rite of passage in our house. Thick-cut sourdough slathered in rich, golden butter, sharp cheddar, grated just right. A slice of sun-warmed beefsteak tomato, so hefty it needed its own seatbelt. Grilled slowly until the bread turned golden and the cheese melted into tomato heaven. If food could sing, this sandwich would have performed opera. A brief history of beefsteak tomatoes. Beefsteak tomatoes have been a staple in American gardens for generations. Their large size, minimal seeds, and firm flesh make them perfect for slicing and bragging about at neighborhood cookouts. Originating from South American wild varieties, they were selectively bred over time to maximize their size, flavor, and resistance to cracking. Heirloom varieties gained traction in the 19th century, with names like Brandywine, Mortgage Lifter, and Cherokee Purple becoming favorites. Today, there are dozens of popular beefsteak varieties tailored to different needs: Brandywine, sweet, pink, and juicy; an heirloom favorite with deep flavor; Big Beef, a hybrid superstar with disease resistance and high yields; Cherokee Purple, earthy and rich, with dusky hues that make gardeners swoon; Red Ponderosa, one of the earliest beefsteak varieties, dating back to the late 1800s, growing big in every garden. No matter your gardening setup, container, raised bed, or in-ground, you can grow beefsteak tomatoes if you give them room to stretch their vines and soak in plenty of sunshine. Container gardens. Choose dwarf or compact beefsteak varieties like Bush Steak or Patio Princess and use a 5-plus-gallon pot with rich, loamy soil. Raised beds, ideal for drainage and root depth. Add compost and support with sturdy cages or trellises. These plants are not shy about sprawling. In-ground beds. Classic garden beds allow for the deepest roots and the biggest harvests. Just be sure to rotate your crops and keep those tomatoes well fed. And in northern growing zones where frost likes to surprise you in June and return by September, greenhouse gardening offers year-round beefsteak bounty. Intrepid growers in Vermont, Minnesota, and Alaska have learned that with a little heat, light, and patience, tomatoes don't need a vacation. They just need a warm room. Fun facts about beefsteak tomatoes. A single beefsteak tomato can weigh over 2 pounds, the same as a Chihuahua puppy or a very large cinnamon roll. Tomato sandwiches with just mayo and salt? A southern summer tradition. The world's heaviest tomato was a beefsteak, clocking in at over 10 pounds. Beefsteak tomatoes have a high water content, making them ideal for fresh eating but less so for sauces, unless you like things on the watery side. In colonial America, tomatoes were once called love apples, and people thought they were poisonous. Little did they know they'd become the heart of grilled cheese royalty. Ready to grow and devour your own? If this story has your mouth watering and your gardening gloves twitching, we've got you covered. Check out our comprehensive gardening guide on growing tomatoes, where we cover the best beefsteak varieties by region, tips for preventing blossom end rot, organic feeding schedules, pest and disease control, and of course, some truly terrific recipes that will make your summer shine. From garden to table, beefsteak tomatoes are a true labor of love and a delicious reward. Happy planting and grilling.